What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take a look, shall we, our midweek look, our Wednesday morning look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Minister of Commerce and Industry, Federico Alfaro Boyd, and his predecessor, Ramon Martinez de la Guardia, asked the Attorney General of the Administration, Rigoberto Gonzalez, to keep all his opinions in reserve. This is regarding the renegotiation and approval of the new contract between the state and the Minera Panama Company. In this way, Alfaro and Martinez silenced the attorney after he warned them in writing of the errors committed with the concession granted in Donoso in 1997 and warned them not to incur the same errors in a new contract with the mining company, such as the lack of public bidding. The first to do so was Martinez, minister until May of 2022. On December the 29th of 2021, Martinez had asked the attorney if the Ministry of Commerce and Industries, the MICI, could issue a resolution to order Minera Panama to cease its operations. Operations after the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice was published in the Official Gazette, which in 2017 declared unconstitutional Contract Law 9 of 1997, which authorized mineral exploitation in Donoso. The attorney responded to the query on the 10th of February of 2022, but 6 days before, this was on the 4th of that month, anticipating the implications of that opinion, Minister Martinez asked Gonzalez, considering the sensitivity of the subject consulted, to maintain his response reserved while the negotiation and approval process of the new contract is completed. For this ministry, it's vitally important to guarantee due process to comply with the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice. Therefore, in a cautious manner, we are carrying out other consultations that help make the best decisions in the interests of the country, Martinez wrote. Gonzalez's response that the MICI silenced in advance consisted of a detailed explanation of the content and scope of the ruling of unconstitutionality of Contract Law 9 of 1997, and its clarification of the sentence. He also warned that the new contract had to take into account, as broadly as possible, the rights of the communities adjacent to the project and environmental aspects, as well as the requirement to call a public tender. Martinez resigned in May of 2022 because he was appointed Panama's ambassador to the United States. He was replaced by Federico Alfaro, who was in charge of keeping Gonzalez's notes in reserve. On two occasions, the attorney asked the MICI about the confidentiality of his notes. On January the 12th and June the 29th of 2023, Alfaro wrote to ask him not to share his opinions since they were still confidential material. By then, the contract with Minera Panama was at a very advanced stage. On June the 14th of 2023, the Cabinet Council authorized the execution of the new contract, and it was endorsed on the 2nd of August by Contralor Gerardo Solis. On August the 13th of 2023, Alfaro took the contract law to the Assembly, which was returned to the Executive so that it could make some modifications. Eventually, that bill became Law 406 of October the 20th of this year, which has been the subject of several unconstitutionality lawsuits before the Supreme Court. In this regard, both Gonzalez and the Attorney General, Javier Caraballo, warned the Supreme Court that Law 406 is unconstitutional. The lawyer and former General Director of Revenue, Publio Cortes, requested the suspension of the concession of the mine in Cerro Quema in response to the mine moratorium enforced throughout the country since last November the 3rd, when the execution sanctioned Law 407 of 2023. Cortes presented his request to the Minister of Commerce and Industries, Federico Alfaro, this Tuesday, the 7th of November. In it, he invokes Article 4 of Law 407, which states that no concession for the exploration, extraction, transportation, and benefit of metallic minerals will be renewed or extended after the promulgation of this law. Therefore, this prohibition, according to Cortes, would apply to Minera Cerro Quema S.A., since its concession contract to extract metallic minerals in Bajo de Herrera Llano de Piedra, Mogollón, Baiano, Altos de Guerra, Flores, Maracas, Las Tablas y Tonosí in the province of Los Santos has expired since 2017, and the company is currently processing a request for an extension for 20 years. However, this year the Ministry of the Environment approved the environmental impact study of the Cerro Quema project last May, and the company has said that it intends to make investments of $163 million in the construction phase and another $50 million in construction activities, exploration and engineering. The Electoral Court ordered the lifting of the electoral criminal jurisdiction of the deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party and independent presidential candidate, Zulay Rodriguez, as part of the criminal complaint against her for the alleged appropriation of some gold bricks, property of the Mexican José Luis Penagos. The Tribunal Electoral sources confirmed that an electoral criminal court agreed to the request made by Judge Maria Cristina Chen Sanziola, who acts as prosecutor in this case. The representative's defense appealed to the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral and lost, since that instance confirmed the decision of the Electoral Court. The deputy is being investigated for the alleged commission of crimes against economic assets in the form of fraud and abuse of trust, illicit association and money laundering. On the 26th of July, Judge Ariadne Garcia, who acts as a guarantee judge, summoned a control hearing, but the deputy did not appear. The complaint against Rodriguez was filed by Diana Clemencia Rios Cardona, the widow of Penagos, the Mexican goldsmith who in 2009 was detained by Panamanian authorities at the Tocumen airport when he was in transit through Panama for transporting undeclared gold bricks. Then in 2013, Penagos hired Rodriguez to claim the gold, but at the end of the judicial process he accused her of having appropriated the bricks. In defense, Rodriguez has pointed out that Penagos never paid her attorney fees. The complaint also reaches Alvaro Testa, the deputy's husband, and the lawyer Rafael Arruz. But their case is being processed by the second prosecutor for crimes against economic assets, Elizabeth Carrion. The United States denounced on Tuesday Russia's efforts to spread disinformation in Panama and 12 other Latin American countries by financing a campaign aimed at the entire region that seeks to gain the support of Latin Americans in the war in Ukraine. Now, according to the United States, Russia takes advantage of its contacts with the media in Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, Colombia, Cuba, Mexico, Venezuela, Brazil, Ecuador, Panama, Paraguay, Peru and Uruguay, among other Latin American countries, and to carry out an information manipulation campaign. The Kremlin's ultimate goal appears in a way that feels organic to Latin American audiences, to undermine support for Ukraine and spread anti-US policies and anti-NATO sentiment, according to the Department of State in a statement. The social design agency, the SDA, the Internet Development Institute and the technology company Structura have carried out an information manipulation campaign that seeks to promote Russia's strategic interests in the region. This campaign focuses mainly on trying to persuade Latin American audiences that the war over the invasion of Ukraine is just and that Latin American countries can join Russia in defeating neocolonialism. These issues align with Russia's false narrative that in its advocate against neocolonization, when in reality it engages in neocolonization and neo-imperialism, said the State Department. The current president of the Municipal Council of San Miguelito, Cesar Caballero, was murdered on the morning of this Tuesday. Caballero was serving as a representative of the Belisario Porras district for the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. The event occurred in the Jardines de Sevilla residential complex in Las Cumbres at 9:50 a.m. on Tuesday. The subjects who murdered him were travelling in a grey Hyundai Accent car. According to police reports, the township representative got into a white van. The criminals arrived there and shot him at least 10 times. Caballero's body was transferred to the Generoso Guardia Polyclinic located in the Omotorios district of San Miguelito. The Deputy Commissioner of the National Police, Eduardo Arosemena, reported that the security cameras in the area will play an important role in the investigation of the case. The main objective was the representative, said the senior homicide and femicide prosecutor, Rafael Baloyes, who will be in charge of the investigations when he arrived at the scene of the incident. When it comes to a hitman, there are other participants and other vehicles that are involved, and that is why the scope of the investigation will be expanded, stated the prosecutor. This will be from the airport transfer. He came from Colombia, in addition to the transportation routes to his home, said Baloyes, who added the caballero was accompanied by a driver who was unharmed. The prosecutor also said that this is a complex investigation. The man who shot two people who were participating in a demonstration on the Pan-American Highway in the Charmi sector, Panama Oeste province, this Tuesday, the 7th of November, shortly before 3 p.m. One of the injured died instantly and the other arrived without vital signs at the Juan Vega Mendez Polyclinic in San Carlos. The attacker was identified as Kenneth Darlington, a 77-year-old man from Colón, according to information handled by the National Police. Darlington was driving along the Pan-American when near Quesurmeli. He had to stop his vehicle because the protesters had the road blocked. A video recorded by the reporter from the FA news agency shows how the attacker approached, walking, spoke with the protesters, removed one of the objects placed to block the road, and took out a gun from one of his pant pockets. Suddenly, he pointed it at Abdiel Diaz, whom he shot in the neck. Diaz, who was neither armed nor masked, and was carrying a national flag in his hand, died on the pavement. He then shot Ivan Rodriguez, who died in the polyclinic, to which the other protesters took him. The attack occurred in plain sight of everyone. The National Police immediately detained Darlington and took him to the Charmi police station, and shortly after 6 p.m. the entity released a video on its social networks in which the man appears handcuffed, getting out of a patrol car, escorted and with his head down. The incident was also confirmed by the Ministry of Security. The National Police captures an older adult, allegedly linked to an event where two people lost their lives, recorded in the district of Charmé. The Ministry of Security reported on the X account. The minister later deleted that message. The Pan-American Highway has been the scene of road blockades now for 2 weeks to demand the repeal of the law contract that extended the concession for 20 renewable years for the company Minera Panama, a subsidiary of the company First Quantum Minerals, to exploit the open-air copper mine, and that is in Donoso. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of the stories here in the local news compiled for you on this morning's programme.